proclamation number 6013 be dated the August 1, 1954. Speaking in tongues. Warning against wrong spirit. And then the human being will accomplish things which seem unnatural to other people, which far exceed a human being's natural ability. He will know about things which are usually hidden to people. He will be able to clarify matters convincingly and comprehensibly to his fellow human beings, which a person cannot ascertain with his intellect alone. He will be able to enter regions which are inaccessible to others. He will have the strength to cure the sick, to perform miracles or even be able to see the future clairvoyantly. Abilities will become evident which he never developed in himself. He will speak and also understand foreign languages when it is necessary and beneficial for other people's spiritual development. He will be influenced by divine strength in every way, but generally only have one of these gifts, since the requirements vary for each spiritual gift and all requirements are rarely found in one person. But each spiritual gift has to fulfill its purpose, i.e., it is to be possible to derive a benefit from each one. The gift of healing the sick, apart from physical recovery, will undoubtedly also contribute towards the soul's recovery, since people learn to believe in the power of the spirit, which is activated by the healers as well as the sick person's firm faith. Predictions of future events, too, can motivate people to change their way of life, to do penance and return to God, because these predictions only ever relate to the earthly consequences of people's spiritual low level. Proclaiming the truth through the divine spirit also contributes towards the awakening of faith and a change of lifestyle, and again, should be regarded as a purely spiritual factor of utmost importance. Only what contributes towards achieving spiritual benefit can be described as the working of the Spirit, because whatever originates from God can't be anything but illuminating. It is to bring light and reveal the ambiguous. It cannot emanate even more darkness than is already amongst humanity. However, God's Spirit can also affect a person in order to remove his state of darkness, to kindle a light in the person's heart, to reveal the soul's lairs, so that the soul rejoices and cheers and praises its God and Father, who bestowed it with enlightenment. This influence applies more to the soul than the person's intellect, hence the spiritual gift need not be perceptible to people, but it occasionally affects the outer person so intensely that he tries to express himself with incomprehensible words. People call this process speaking in tongues, but it always just affects the human being himself. It is a gift of the spirit which almost every spiritually awakened person can call his own, but only in rare cases is it so intense that other people notice a change. For every spiritually awakened person feels the contact his soul experienced such that his soul raises itself to God praising and thanking him, that it gives itself to him and finds inner peace and beatitude. Then his inner ego communicates with God in thought. Then he constantly talks with God without words. Everyone should endeavor to gain this spiritual gift for themselves in order to speak to his fellow human beings on behalf of God and his kingdom, in order to accomplish the redemption work himself as his co-worker, which is blessed. But beware of the wrong spirit, because this, too, makes itself perceptible wherever it can slip in, where pride, self-satisfaction and need for recognition still prevail, thereby offering this spirit the opportunity to express itself in a manner that seems equally unusual. But instead of light, it only leaves confusion and agitation, caused by conditions which are off-putting to serious fellow human beings and only result in joy and approval in those who belong to this spirit themselves. Therefore, do not believe every spirit, and scrutinize it by taking notice of the gleam of light, of its intensity of light. Because God is light, what comes forth from God is light, and therefore divine gifts of spirit categorically have to leave an effect of radiant light, otherwise they are Satan's works of deception, which he particularly uses during the last days with the intention to dazzle people's eyes as well as their souls in order to plunge them into even greater darkness and render them unable to recognize the true light. Amen.